أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Let us today look at another dua that is recommended to be recited in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this dua has been taught by Imam Ali alayhi salam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله عدد الليالي والدخور لا إله إلا الله عدد أمواج البخور لا إله إلا الله ورحمته خير مما يجمعون لا إله إلا الله عدد الشوق والشجر لا إله إلا الله عدد الشعر والوبر لا إله إلا الله عدد الحجر والمدر لا إله إلا الله عدد اللمح والعيون لا إله إلا الله في الليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس لا إله إلا الله عدد الرياح في البراي والذخور لا إله إلا الله من اليوم إلى يوم ينفخ في الصور. There is no God but Allah in the midst of the multitude of the night and days. There is no God but Allah in the midst of the repeating concourse of the waves that move across the surface of the oceans. There is no God but Allah, His loving mercy outbalances their addition put together. There is no God but Allah in the midst of the plentitude of plants and leaves. There is no God but Allah in the midst of countless pores and masses of hair. There is no God but Allah in the midst of numerous stones and particles. There is no God save Allah in the midst of quite so many flashes of the eye. There is no God save Allah in the hours of every night when darkness begins to deepen and at every daybreak when light shines brightly. There is no God but Allah in the midst of thousands of winds blowing over the plains and mountains. There is no God save Allah from today to the day of the blowing of the trumpet, which is the final call. It's a beautiful dua, and it leads up beautifully to the day that is so important in this month, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. Arafah, in essence, means to recognize. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." One who has recognized himself has indeed, one who has recognized himself has indeed recognized his Rabb. And knowing oneself is probably one of the most difficult things that a human being can do, but probably the most fulfilling. The day of Arafah is a day when we need to ponder over who we are, where we are going, and more important, where we want to go. Let's go over some steps that might help us in this recognition. The first thing to do is to take a piece of pen and a paper, a piece of paper and a pen. Write down, make down two columns, and tell yourself the truth. Start off in the first column to write down what you really love to do. And in the second column, write down what you do in your life without any enthusiasm because you have to do it. Look at ways into how you can understand to do the things that you have to do but you don't enjoy in a way that will bring enthusiasm. You know, follow your intuition as well. The great philosopher, scientist Einstein, he said, "I did not reach my understanding of the universe basing or using just mathematics." Don't base your decision on financial gains. Choose. Choose that which will benefit you, not only in the micro picture, but the macro picture. You know, people who change the world or who are successful in this world and in the hereafter believed. They believe that God is just. They believe that He would not put in your head or heart a desire that couldn't come true. Work your decisions based on His laws and then reach for the sky. Take risks. When you know that you are doing things that are right in His eyes, then don't be scared at all. And finally, don't be afraid to lose face because you've changed your mind. Only what is dead does not change, and you are alive.